Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
And so, the story of Floresta continues. Joining us is Joy Berry, who is the development director for Floresta. So, Joy, this is a program that reaches thousands of people all around the world. That's really quite amazing. People who support this, where is their money actually going to go?
About over 70% comes from individuals. So the majority of our funding does come from individuals. We also are funded through private foundations. I think the greatest impact that individuals can make to invest in Floresta is through our Sponsor a Village program. The Sponsor a Village program allows Floresta to help people become self-sufficient. It helps individual families overcome hunger by growing more food. It allows us to replant degraded watersheds, causing streams to flow again. We can start our discipleship programs. It's only $30 a month, which is really a dollar a day for many of us. And that goes into a country or a village in either Tanzania, Haiti, Dominican Republic, or Mexico.
Now, do people actually get to participate? That is to say, become familiar with the specific village that they're supporting?
Yes, actually, supporters will get a description of the village. They'll basically get prayer needs emailed to them. They get an annual progress update. Villagers will also have the chance to, through our directors and that, we get emails periodically to kind of update us. That information can also go into the actual supporter. An invitation is also sent if individuals are courageous enough and adventurous enough to meet the people face-to-face in the countries. We have various mission trips. We travel periodically through the year to each of these countries.
That has to be an interesting dynamic. I would think the opportunity to see the fruits of your generosity has to be an extraordinary payoff.
Absolutely. I think for me, I had an opportunity last year to visit Haiti. And that was the first time I just started this year with Floresta, and that trip alone sort of changed my life. There's a whole nother story with seeing poverty in this country and then seeing it in actually one of the countries we work in, especially Haiti, because Haiti is one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphare. So for me, I actually sponsor a village in Davi. So to see the villagers really changed my life.
How did that really change your life?
It made me realize that we have so much in this country. We spend money on a variety of things, and I felt that a lot of that money that I was spending could easily help people that are truly in need, that they don't have fresh water. They don't have electricity. They don't provide for their families. I saw a small 4-year-old girl walk 3 hours to get clean water. $30 a month can transform and change people's lives. It could give them small loans to start businesses. It can allow them to plant crops in small vegetable gardens in their communities. It helps individuals provide and give their families a future.
What I think is interesting is the fact that this really is almost like investment. You're investing in something that will lead to real payoff, growth, and profit. And so there's different. That's different than just helping people. I think that's an aspect of the Floresta program that really is quite different.
Right. You're making an investment in human lives.
If people are interested, what are the various forms that they can help to support Floresta? I'm sure you're looking for all sorts of different
right.
ways
I mean,
for people
we have to... special projects. Individuals can help us to build water cisterns to provide fresh water and ways to irrigate their crops. We have vehicles sometimes that we need for individuals to get from community to community. We start small vegetable gardens. There are many special projects that people can get involved with supporting us. How they would do that is they go online, donate now. They can put their credit card information in, or they can go through their bank for a bank draft. Every dollar I want to mention is matched. If an individual sponsors a village, let's say, for instance, in Haiti, for $30 a month, that $30 becomes $60.
Where does that come from?
We have an anonymous donor who has given us an amount of money that every dollar, every person who signs up for Sponsor Village will be matched. So this is actually an exciting time to become involved in our program.
How much annually
do you really require to sustain?
Some of the programs, it's about $100,000. We're hoping in the next 5 years to eventually have $200,000 go into these programs, into the countries we work in.
That's almost no money at all.
Well, a lot of these individuals live on a dollar a day, so $1 is like giving them $20 here in the United States. The money goes a long way.
That is actually hard to imagine, that you can literally help thousands of people around the world for that amount of money. That's a bargain.
It is. Yeah. And I also wanted to mention, which helps Floresta a lot, is if individuals would just, maybe they don't want to sponsor a village or they don't want to really get involved in some of the special projects we're doing, they could easily write a check, just send it to us, to General. That allows us to look at our needs and put the money where we feel it will make the biggest impact.
Thank you, Joy. That was it's amazing. Plus, I like this concept of having an anonymous donor. That adds a lot of that's a great additional element to this whole story. So, Scott, let's talk about the future. We have a few minutes left. Talk about what you've envisioned, because I know you're a visionary. You like to see the future and then make it happen. And so what are you envisioning for the future? Give us timelines, 5, 10, 20 years, and maybe even longer out.
Well, 5 years out, we'd like to be working in 15 countries. One of the things that we're working on getting better at and really specializing at is working along buffer zones around protected areas, national parks. One of the things that happens a lot is developing country with not a lot of money for enforcement will set up a national park, and that national park looks wonderful on the map, but you can, and I've done this in Sumatra, I've walked miles into a national park through cinnamon plantations, and I've in other places walked into national parks through areas that have been illegally logged extensively. You see that in Tanzania. Is to specialize in working in these buffer zones around preserves and national parks. Eventually, I'd love to see us planting projects in every country where deforestation and poverty come together. And when I say planting projects, that's another thing we see is that you know, to use the biblical metaphor of the kingdom of God being like a mustard seed that grows into the largest of trees. When we go to a country and set up a program, you know, like right now in Tanzania, we start with one Tanzanian individual who shares our vision and one community. And she is putting together a team and a program now that works in that community with the thought that in a year it'll be 6 communities and in 5 years she'll be working in 50 communities. And so each of these countries, we're not just talking about one or two villages. Hopefully we're talking about dozens and dozens of villages as these seeds take root and grow into our larger programs.
Well, here's the tough question. We'll do a reality check here now. Is this going to work? I mean, there is such a struggle between the pressures for development and growing economies in developing nations. Which way are we tilting, towards success or challenge?
On a global scale, there's no doubt we're tilting towards challenge. To me, that's a frustrating thing. You know, this past year has been very exhilarating and frustrating at the same time. As Floresta has grown, as the world has realized better what we're doing, and there have been a couple things that have really brought that out and brought it to the forefront, including the Nobel Peace Prize. Those things have been very exciting. On the other side, it's looking at things like the flooding in Haiti and the loss of life and realizing that had we been there, things could have been different, and realizing the gap between what we're accomplishing and what we need to be accomplishing to really get a handle on this globally. That has been very frustrating. But on a micro level, we're seeing success, and I draw a lot of hope from that. You know, even as on a macro level, things get worse in Haiti, on a micro level, I look at the 20 villages, the 20 communities we're working in, and see the changes in attitudes, changes in tree cover, changes in economics there. And I know it can work.
Well, in that sense, you have a lot to feel good about. And that is the fact that you're actually making a difference for real humans in real places and helping to restore their integrity as people and their spirit and their place. We may not be able to solve all the problems in the world, but Floresta is doing a terrific job to really make a difference to real people. And for that, I say thank you. And Joy, why don't you once again repeat where people can come to help support the efforts?
Yeah, if anyone's interested in supporting the work that Floresta does, they can go to www.floresta.org. Then go online, go to Donate Now, and they can get involved in our Sponsor Village program or the special projects, or they can just give a general gift. We appreciate it.
Joy Berry, Development Director, and Scott Sabin, Executive Director of Floresta, I want to thank you for lending your voices to the voice of the earth here on the Wild Side News.
Thank you. Thank you, Sid.
There's plenty of reason to have hope for this earth, but it will take a lot more of us each day, recognizing that we must now take charge of our destiny. To this end and this beginning, this is Sidney Wildsmith saying adios until we once again join our Voices for the Earth as we do each week and every single day on the archives around the world and away here on the Wild Side News.